Not if there's a new murder scene, I can't. I need to see it now. I'm not going to negotiate this, Alex. We'll get word to you as soon as we know what's what. Meanwhile, I couldn't help myself. I cut him off. Sir? Hello? Can you hear me? I hung up in the middle of Van Allsburg shouting that he could hear me fine. Then I called Agent Page and told him to put me on hold until we knew if Mary Smith had a new victim. Chapter 59. Susie Cartoulis wasn't paying much attention to the real world as she backed out of the driveway that morning. Her thoughts were on an unfinished pool cabana in the backyard of the house in Pacific Palisades, and the blankety-blank contractor who wasn't returning any of her phone calls, who never returned her calls, only her husband's. Two more days like this, and she was going to fire the guy's ass. Right after she set it on fire. Another car, idling just past a neighbor's cedar hedge, came into sight at the last second. Susie braked hard to avoid hitting the jerk who was parked there. Her heart thudded. That certainly would have been an auspicious way to start her day, a fender bender 10 feet from her driveway. She gave a quick wave into the rearview mirror. Sorry. My bad. Then she put her silver Mercedes wagon in drive and started down the cul-de-sac toward Sunset. The other car pulled out as well and began to follow, but Susie Cartoulis didn't notice. Her focus had shifted to the 9-year-old boy in the back seat. Are you all right, Zach? I didn't mean to stop so suddenly like that. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. All right. Just checking, sweetie. How about a little music? What do you want to hear?